Hey, hold on, man. It's not Godzilla, it's FileZilla. And FileZilla is good. It's not some virus or monster that's going to eat your computer or Tokyo. It's just an accessible FTP client that's a very good alternative to Internet Explorer for your FTP needs. Hey, this is Rick Harmon, and today we're going to demonstrate the program called FileZilla.
Desktop, folder view, list view, my computer.
And first thing I'm going to do is open up FileZilla for you.
FileZilla. FileZilla version 2.2.28, address colon edit.
Okay. We've got FileZilla up here on the desktop. And briefly, the first thing I'm going to do is just take you through the program itself, show you the various features, various list box and dialog boxes, and explain them in a little bit of detail. So let's get started.
Address colon edit, type in text.
The first field that you're going to be placed into once you get FileZilla running is the address field. And that's pretty simple and straightforward. This is where you would enter your FTP address.
User colon edit, graphic 371.
User would be your user logon name for the FTP site that you're going to.
Password colon password edit, graphic 371.
Password is your password for the site you're going to.
Port colon edit, graphic 297.
Port is the port number that you want to connect to. That may vary from FTP site to FTP site, but generally you'll set it to 21.
Quick connect button, Alt plus C.
Here's our button to connect to the FTP address we've entered.
Read-only edit.
This is a read-only box, and what it does is give us various status information that FileZilla is getting and sending back and forth to the FTP site.
Local site colon edit combo C colon backslash documents and settings backslash rate backslash my documents backslash web page backslash.
This is where you select the source or the local folder and files that you want to get access to, that you may want to upload to the FTP site, or you may want to set this to a folder that you want to receive files down from the FTP site.
Tree view web page.
And then you have your tree view here, and you can go up and down through it.
Visual Studio People Search Dash Nero My Work My Skype my Pictures Desktop opened. My documents closed. My computer opened. 3.1 half floppy left paren A colon right XP home left paren C colon right paren opened.
And you can just go up and down through this list.
Config dot inside.
Get to where you need to go.
Documents and settings opened. Config XP home left paren C colon XP home DVD dash R other stuff left paren E colon right paren closed. Other stuff left paren E colon right paren archived stuff closed.
And once you're where you want to be.
Other stuff left paren list view not selected dot dot.
You can tab again. And you're in another list view, which would be the list of the files in a particular drive.
Or archived stuff, file folder, 4/2/2006/20 audio books, backup, file folder, 4/21/2006/21 book portrait, gold of under posts, LCI, LP under my received pot, backup, file, recycler, file, since burn, SM, startup, system, unattended XP, file folder, 3/24.
All the various folders.
Virtual PC 2000, Visual Studio, VSS, Web Templates, Window Eyes Tutor, XP Books, 56.64 underline Winx, 2K underline English, 56, 60, 7, 81, 80, where underline scripts under, at RDR 707, Arach under, Audible under, BCT 276, HTML Basics, .MP3, 47 MB.
And now we're into our files in that particular drive. If we tab one more time.
List view.
This will be
address colon edit list view.
Okay, these are not here yet. Okay, since we're not connected to an FTP site. We don't have the remote fields up yet. So let's just connect real quick to an FTP site here so I can show you.
Menu bar, file F, menu, file menu, site manager, dot, 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 control plus F, leaving menu, DCT1, list view.
And I'm connecting to the BCT FTP number 1 site.
Address colon edit. User password colon port colon edit. Graphic 200 quick connect button alt plus read only edit.
We can tab past all that.
Command colon rest 0. Response colon 350 setting restart marker to 0.
And this is our box here that just, like I said, was giving us information back and forth from the FTP client.
Top of file, status colon connecting to linkultic.explorations.net dot dot dot. Status colon connected with linkultic.explorations.net, waiting for welcome message dot dot dot.
And I'm arrowing down through this file, or through this box, I'm sorry.
Response colon 220 xpl-sd1-web2x2ws under like command colon user bctftp. Response colon 331 password required. Command colon pass star star star. Response colon 230 user logged in.
And
bottom of file, response colon 2.
Most of this information in this box is just gibberish, but it can be handy sometimes. Let's tab.
Local site colon 3 view, other stuff list view, BCT2, remote site colon edit combo, slash, upload, slash.
Now, as I tab around past the local drive and folder boxes, I get a
remote site colon edit combo, slash, upload, slash. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
I get my remote boxes now.
List view, not selected, dot dot.
And on this particular site, we only have
remote site colon edit combo, slash, upload, slash.
Just the upload area, so we can't navigate around in it. But here you would
list view, dot dot.
You'd tab to this list view here. And you could arrow up and down through it to pick the folders on the FTP site that you wanted to go into and list them. And like I said, we only have one choice here, so we can't do that.
List view.
This final list view,
address colon edit,
before we tab back around to address,
list view,
is what is called the queue area. If you tell FileZilla to up or download a series of files, they'll be listed in that box. And that's just where FileZilla shows us where things are at while they're waiting to be up or downloaded. Okay. Let's just simply, so I can show you how you do up and download.
List view, dot dot. Remote site colon edit combo slash upload slash list view bct276html basics.mp347mb winamp media file 10/12/2006/19:27pm bct298hbct906onlinecollegeexperience.mp315mb winamp media file 10/.
Okay, I know Larry might not, he might get a little bit confused by this, but I'm going to select this file. I'm going to hit my applications key.
Context menu, upload, view.
And now we'll have a list of options. First one is upload.
Add to queue. A.
Add to queue. If you want to upload several files and you just want to queue them first before you upload, it's just like a waiting area.
Upload as dot dot dot. E.
You could upload as, so you can change the name.
Create directory. C.
You can create a directory on the remote site, I believe.
Open. O. View slash edit V.
You could view this file right now on our end to make sure it's what you want to send.
Delete E.
You could delete it.
Rename R.
Rename it.
Properties T.
Check its properties.
Upload view.
And we're back to upload. So let's just pick that.
Leaving menus, list view, bct906onlinecollegeexperience.mp315mb winamp media file 10/13/2006/0/11am. Remote site colon edit combo slash upload slash list view dot dot. List view not selected /bct9006onlinecollegeexperience.mp3 15,225,605-*greater/left/bct9006onlinecollegeexperience.dot.dot.linquotic.slow.dot.dot.
Now that file is setting in our queue. We can tap back around to our information box.
Address: edit. User: edit. Password: port: edit. Graphic: 209. Quick Connect button. Alt: read only edit.
And I'll go to the bottom.
Bottom of file. Response: 200. Type set to ASCII. Command: type a.
Now I'm going up through the file to look to see if it's started uploading it yet.
Response: 200. Command: type. Response: 1 up. Command: store bct9006onlinecollegeexperience.mp3. Response: 227. Enter in passive mode. Left: parent: 200. Command: store bct9006.
Okay, there's the command to store it.
Response: command: pwd. Response: 257. /upload:current directory.
Telling us upload is current directory.
Command: type a. Response: 200. Type set to ASCII. Response: 200. Type set to image. Response: 200. Type set to image. Response: 200. Type set to image.
Okay, we're at the bottom. Now this is the only weak spot with FileZilla, as you don't easily get information that it's uploading.
Local:site:edit combo:\read only edit. Command:rest:0. Response:350 setting restart marker. Command:rest:0. Response:200 type set to image. Command:type i. Response:200 type set to ASCII.
As you can hear, this information that the FTP and FileZilla are transmitting back and forth is really, to us, a bunch of gibberish.
Command:type a. Response:250. Command:pwd. Response:200 type set to ASCII. Command:type i. Response:200 type set to image. Command:rest:0. Response:350 setting restart marker to 0. Response:300 local:site:edit combo:\backslash.
So I'm waiting to get some indications that the file has started uploading. Now I want to try something here because a person, Sarah Alawami, on the BCT mailing list.
Desktop folder view list view FileZilla.
I'm doing a Windows M to go out to my desktop. Sarah was saying that if you minimized it and then tried to go back into it.
FileZilla dash connected to BCT 1 left parent linquotic.explorations.net right parent 3 view other stuff left list view BCT 5 remote site list view .dot.5 list view not selected \bct9006onlinecollegeexperience.
She was saying you couldn't tab around to the fields once you brought FileZilla back up. And I don't appear to have that problem here, so it's just something you need to be aware of, but you know, I don't seem to be having the problem. Now let me explain what FileZilla is doing here.
List view dot dot 59 59 60 60 60 60 60.
This is the percentage of the upload, and it just keeps speaking it over and over and over.
61 list view not select.
What I do to stop that is I either minimize it or I tab all the ways to the final list box in the FileZilla front end here, the queue section. It will be quiet there, but if you tab around anywhere else while it's uploading or downloading.
Address: edit 68%. 68%. User: edit. Graphic: 371. 69%. 69%.
It will
69%.
Keep nagging you like this.
60 port read loc 3 list group list view not selected \bct9006onlinecollegeexperience.
So we'll wait here as it uploads.
List view dot dot 74%. 74 per list view, not selected equal.
And you can kind of just tab back and forth to get your status. It must be a highlighted field on the program, and JAWS is just speaking it over and over and over as it gets updated.
List view, dot dot, 78%, 78%, 79%, 70, list view, not
so. So, that's kind of a downside to the program, but it's not that big a deal. But you need to be aware of it when it starts doing that, and you're saying, oh, why in the world does this thing keep doing this? You know, it's talking and talking and talking, and that's why. And just be aware of it.
List view, dot, dot, 86%, 86%,
or you 86%, can do a Windows M,
desktop, folder view, list view, FileZilla,
and just minimize it and wait.
FileZilla dash connected to PCT1 left parent link cool tech dot exploration 89%, 89%, 89%, 90%, 90%, list view, not selected, e-colon backslash.
And I'll tab back into my queue list area to shut it up. It should be done here in just a minute.
List view, dot, dot, 93%, 94, list view.
And this brings me up to another point. A lot of the BCT members are having difficulties uploading to the FTP sites, particularly FTP1 in general. Larry's checked it out, I've checked it out, Cheatin's checked it out, and it all seems to be working. So the only thing I can think of is the password is really odd, and there's a period in it, and I think a lot of people are stopping at that period and backing up one and assuming that that's the whole password. Well, you need the period and the two or three characters past the period because they're part of the password too. And if you're not getting a password right, you're not going to get in. If you're using Internet Explorer, let me see if this is done.
List view, dot, dot.
And it is done. If you're using Internet Explorer and you try to get into FTP number one, a lot of the times when you paste the address in and you try to go to it, Internet Explorer will say it couldn't open the page. What several people have told me is that you just need to do an F5 to refresh the page and it'll come back up and you'll get your login dialog box for the username and the password. And I think that's what's giving people problems is when they see the page can't be displayed, they just automatically assume they can't get in. But if you hit the F5 key to refresh, you'll get your login prompt. And, of course, if you're using an actual FTP client like this or other FTP clients, FTP Voyager, Qt FTP, there's a lot of them. I don't know how many of them are accessible, but I'm sure some of them are. You won't have that problem. Okay, let me tab back around to our information box here.
Remotes list view, 3 view, local site, read only edit.
Go to the bottom.
Bottom of file, response colon 257 quote slash upload quote is current director command colon rest 0 response colon command colon pw response colon 200 command colon pw response colon 305 command colon rest 0 response colon 305 command colon rest 0 response colon 350 setting restart mark command colon rest 0 status colon disconnected from server response colon 257 quote slash upload quote is current directory command colon pwd response colon 257 quote slash upload command colon pwd status colon directory listing successful response colon 200 response colon 100 command colon list response colon 220 command colon pass response colon 200 type set to ASCII command colon type a status colon retrieving directory list status colon upload successful.
Now I had to error up a ways to get that. And that's one indication you can look for to make sure your file uploaded. But obviously, when you hear it start saying 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, that's the percentage of the upload or download. And like I said, FileZilla will just set and repeat that forever and ever, unless you minimize it or you tab around to the queue list box, the very last list box on the program. Okay, so we've uploaded a file. Downloading is very, very similar.
Quick connect button, alt plus, read only, local site, tree view, other, list view, remote, list view, dot, 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 remote site, colon, edit, combo, slash, upload.
You would tab around to your remote site.
List view, dot, dot.
You would get to the directory dialog box with the files and folders. You would find your file there that you want to download, and you would simply press your Applications key and select Download from that menu. And it will start downloading to whatever
remote site called list view BCT 900,
whatever folder or drive that you have set up in your local folder section.
Three view other stuff left local site colon edit combo e colon backslash.
So I hope that makes some sense and isn't too confusing. It's a little bit more in depth than using Internet Explorer, but you can also do a lot more with an FTP client. Another thing I'd like to show you is how we store FTP sites here in FileZilla.
Menu bar, file F.
Up to our file menu.
Menu, file menu, site manager, .. control plus SS.
And we go to our site manager.
Leaving menus, dialog, 313 view, my FTP site's opened.
We have a tree view here that lists all of our FTP sites that have been saved.
BCT1, BCT2, Blind Peak Zone FTP, BCT2, BCT1, my FTP site's opened.
So there's our list.
BCT1.
We can tab around this dialog.
Site details host colon edit linkpoltic.explorations.net alt plus H.
There's our FTP address for BCT1.
Site details port colon edit 21 alt plus P.
There's our port.
Site details server type colon combo box FTP alt plus S.
That's our server type.
Login type normal radio button checked alt plus L.
You have two types of logons. You can either do a normal logon, which is where you supply a username and password, or you can do an anonymous logon.
Login type account radio button checked. Login type normal radio button checked alt plus L. Login type anonymous radio button checked alt plus M.
Actually, there's three of them there.
Login type normal radio button checked alt plus L.
Most of the time you're going to do a normal.
Login type bypass proxy settings checkbox not checked alt plus B. Site details user colon edit BCT FTP alt plus U.
Here's where you put your username information to log on.
Site details account colon read only edit. Site details account colon read only edit.
I'm not sure what this is for. I leave it blank.
Site details password colon password edit *** alt plus W.
There's where you put your password.
Site details don't save password. Checkbox not checked alt plus T.
By default, it will save your password. You can check this to tell it not to.
Site details comments colon edit BCT FTP number 1 alt plus O.
You can put in a short comment here to let you know what this FTP site is for.
New site button alt plus N.
You have a new site button. If you press this, you'll get a blank form here, and you can fill in all new information to set up a new FTP address and information that you want to save, you know, for your own FTP sites that you're going to go to.
New folder button, alt plus E.
You can put a new folder in the My FTP files list that it already uses. I don't really see much point of that, but you can use it.
Delete button, alt plus D.
The delete, if you wanted to delete this particular selection, you know, BCT1.
Copy button, alt plus Y.
You can copy it.
Rename button, alt plus R.
You can rename it.
Advanced .. button, alt plus V.
Not sure what's in advanced. I haven't used it. I guess we could go into it.
Dialog. Advanced settings for the site BCT1 left parent BCT FTP at linkpoltic.explorations.net right parent. Default local directory colon edit alt plus L.
Okay, you can set a default directory once you get in.
.. button. Default remote directory colon edit slash upload slash alt plus I. Use default radio button checked alt plus D. Adjust remote file time by edit spin box 0. Hours edit spin box 0. Use UTF-8 on server if available colon combo box auto. OK button. Cancel button.
Let's just cancel and get out of that. That's pretty advanced. I'm not sure what any of that's about.
FileZilla dash connected to BCT1 left pair connect button alt plus C. Connect button alt plus C.
Here's your connect button. You don't really need to use this.
Cancel button alt save and exit button alt plus X.
There is your save and exit button, so you can save your information.
313 view, BCT1.
If you just go up and down through this tree view,
BCT2, BCT1.
You can just hit enter on any one of these and it will automatically connect, so you don't have to tab around to the connect button. And I believe you can hit your applications key on these. No, you can't. Okay, but I'm sure you could hit your delete key to delete it, and you can use your enter key to connect without having to tab around to those buttons.
BCT2. /local:site:edit:combo:\.
Okay, and I escaped out of that. I'll show you the menus here real quick.
Menu bar, file F. Menu, file menu, site manager, .\Ctrl+SS.
There's our site manager.
Copy connection to site manager, C.
If you're already connected to an FTP where you've went through the front end and you've manually typed in your information, I believe this is where you copy it to the manager, but I really haven't used this, so I'm not sure.
Connect to default site unavailable, O. Reconnect control+R unavailable, R.
If you get disconnected, you can reconnect.
Disconnect control+D, D.
You can disconnect from your site.
Exit, X.
And you can exit FileZilla.
Menu bar, file F. Edit, E.
Edit.
Menu, edit menu, settings, .\S. Export settings, .\X. Import settings, .\I.
Haven't really used any of this, so I'm not sure. You'll just have to play around.
Settings, .\S. Menu bar, transfer, T.
So transfer menu.
Menu, transfer menu, transfer type sub menu, T.
And this is where you can tell it to do either ASCII or binary transfers. And you really don't want to get into that. You want to let FileZilla decide that for itself, which it will do, because you don't want to transfer, say, an audio file or an executable file up or down as a ASCII file, because it'll get destroyed. And you don't really want to send a text file up as a binary, because, again, it will get messed up.
File overwrite settings submenu F. Manual transfer .\M. Transfer type submenu T.
And most of that you'll never use.
Menu bar, transfer, T, view, V. Menu, view, menu, refresh, views, F5, R. Show hidden files, H. Toolbar checked, T.
Just our standard view information, you know, that you see in most things.
Status bar checked, S.
Status bars, toolbars.
Quick connect bar checked, C.
Quick connect.
Local preview control+T checked, L. Remote preview, O. Local preview control+T checked, L.
I don't know why you would turn these off.
Remote preview, O.
But you can. Your remote and local trees.
Message log checked, M.
I would keep the message log on.
Transfer queue checked, Q.
I'd keep the transfer queue on.
Local list view submenu, A.
Okay.
Menu bar, view, V, Q, Q. Menu, Q, menu, process, Q, unavailable, P. Use multiple connections checked, Q.
If you have a bunch of files sitting in your queue waiting for up or download.
Process queue unavailable, P.
I believe you go to process queue to get those going if they're not going automatically.
Use multiple connections checked, U. Export .. unavailable, import .. process queue unavailable, P. Menu bar, Q, server, S. Menu, server menu, change password .. C. Enter raw FTP command .. copy URL to clip, change password .. C.
And I wouldn't mess with any of that, really, unless you know what you're doing.
Menu bar, server, S, help, H.
And
system, space, file, F.
And we're back around.
Leaving menu bar, local:site:edit:combo:\.
Okay, so that's just a basic, quick, rough overview of FileZilla. I haven't used it a lot. I've only had it a few days. So I don't know every single thing about it, but this will at least give you a good start. And as I said, it's pretty accessible. The only downside is the up and download status. It would be nice if that information was down on the status bar and we could just hit our status read keys to get that information. You know, unfortunately, it says it over and over and over and over, so you either have to minimize FileZilla to shut it up, or you have to tab to the queue area list box, and for whatever reason it doesn't speak the upload and download progress over and over there. But other than that, it works very well. I like it. And if you're looking for an alternative to Internet Explorer, this might be a good one. You know, there are many, many others. This is just one alternative of many. But I hope this has been helpful to you. Hope you've enjoyed it. And that concludes the FileZilla demonstration. Thanks for listening. Okay, here is the information for downloading FileZilla. You can either go to Google and look for FileZilla. The first hit you come to should be the FileZilla homepage. If you want to go to it directly, here's the address.
http://filezilla.sourceforge.net/.
And that will take you to the FileZilla homepage as well.